This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to Taraweeh Reminder Day 19. Allahu Akbar. Yesterday we're saying Ramadan is starting. We're starting the last 10 nights. Tomorrow, Allahu Akbar. Good time flies. And I have some good news for you today. It's narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu and collected by Sahih Muslim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment will bring you and me and he would say, Yabn Adam, O child of Adam, Marittu falam ta'udni, I was sick and you never came to visit me. فيقول العبد, the slave would say, كيف أعودك وأنت رب العالمين؟ Ya Allah, how could that you get sick and I visit you? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, مرض عبدي فلان, my slave so and so got sick. أو ما علمت, don't you know, أنك لو عدته لوجدتني عنده, that if you were to go and visit him, you will find me there. I just want you to reflect on that. I'll continue the hadith and then we'll come back. يا ابن آدم استطعمتك فلم تطعمني. O child of Adam, I've asked you for food and you never give it to me. يقول العبد, the slave would say, Ya Allah, how could you ask for food and you're the master of the universe? Allah would say, استطعمك عبدي فلان. My slave so-and-so asked you for food and you never gave it to him. يا ابن آدم استسقيتك فلم تسقني. O child of Adam, I asked you for water and you never gave it to me. And again, the slave would say, Ya Allah, كيف أسقيك وأنت رب العالمين? How could I offer you water and you're the master of the universe? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, My slave so-and-so asked you for water and you never gave it to him. What do we learn from this hadith? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the reward of things that we might do in this world. But subhanAllah, Allah keeps giving us opportunities, but we don't take advantage of them. For example, visiting a sick person. When was the last time you did this? Do you know how much reward you make? The Prophet ﷺ said, if you go and visit someone in the evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigns 70,000 angels who will make dua for you until the morning. Ya Allah. Imagine you're walking and the entourage around you, 70,000 angels. Can you close your eyes and just picture that in your mind? I'm nobody walking and 70,000 angels are surrounding me, doing nothing except dua for me. What a huge reward for just visiting someone. And if you were to go and visit somebody in the morning, Allah assigns you 70,000 angels that will make dua for you until the evening. Ya Allah, I can get 140,000 angels on a daily basis by doing two visits to sick people. You remember Abu Bakr radiallahu an, when the Prophet ﷺ finished Salat al-Fajr, he turned around, he said, Man asbaha al-yawma sa'ima? Who's fasting this morning? And it was not Ramadan. Abu Bakr raised his hand. And then he said, Who gave sadaqah today? The Prophet ﷺ just prayed Fajr. Who can do this before Fajr? Abu Bakr raised his hand. They knew the reward, so they were so keen not to let a day go by without investing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet ﷺ asked, Who attended the funeral today? Umar sitting looking at Abu Bakr, he knows that he's going to raise his hand again. And Abu Bakr raises his hand again. I'm like, What? When did you do that? And then the Prophet ﷺ asked the fourth question, من عاد اليوم مريضا? Who visited a sick person today? And again, the best man in this ummah, after all the prophets, the man number one, he didn't get that status luckily, as we say, lucky Abu Bakr. No. These are the actions, and it's before Fajr. Abu Bakr raised his hand for the fourth time. Visiting a sick person, giving sadaqah, attending a funeral, fasting voluntarily for the sake of Allah. Four actions before Fajr, he started. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَجْتَمَعْنَا فِي عَبْدٍ إِلَّا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. If you were to combine these four acts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you to Jannah. Brothers and sisters, what's the ultimate goal of every Muslim? What's the ultimate goal of every Muslim in Ramadan? عِتْقُم مِنَ النَّارِ, to be saved from hellfire. And if you are, then you are going to Jannah. This is why the Prophet ﷺ told us, never ever did a day go by except you ask Allah every morning and every evening, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah, Allahumma ajirni min al-Nar. Ya Allah, I ask you to take me to Jannah. Ya Allah, save me from hellfire. So, we need to know these little actions. But look at the huge reward. So imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings me and you on the day of judgment, He would say, I got sick and you never visited me. Look what Allah said in response to that when we say, Ya Allah, how could you get sick and how could I come and visit you? Allah would say, أَمَا مَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ عَبْدِي فُلَانْ قَدْ مَرِدْ. Didn't you know that my slave so-and-so was sick? أَمَا مَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّكَ لَوْ عُدْتَهُ لَوَجَدْتَنِي عِنْدَ. There's a difference between the two other actions and this one. Allah said, if you were to go and visit him, you will find me there. Allahu Akbar. Does it mean like physically Allah will be there, as some people say? No. Allah is saying, you will find the reward for that. I will see you when you go there. I will reward you for that. And then, how many people sometimes ask us for food or ask us for money or ask us for this? This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet in Surah Al-Duha, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقَهَرْ. As for the orphan, don't overpower him. What does it mean? Sometimes we're just like, okay, this is the translation. No. The yatim, the orphan, could be a millionaire. His parents could have left him billions. But the money is nothing to him when he's a child. He needs care. He needs somebody to take care of him. Imagine the Prophet ﷺ was approached by a sahabi. He said, Prophet of Allah, I feel harsh at heart. I don't have those tears when I pray. I read the Quran, it doesn't affect me. Tell me something to soften my heart. He said, do two things. Would you like to know them? We still have time. I'm not going to cliffhang you. He said, go and find an orphan and just wipe over his hair. Can you imagine when I ask you to go and wipe over the hair of someone? That means a lot to that orphan. Because the most difficult situation of a child when he doesn't have his parents around. He could have millions, but nobody to take care of him. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, go also and find a needy person and feed him. That will soften your heart. Brothers and sisters, if we know how to give, wallahi, it's very rewarding. When you give someone and you remove their tears, one of the most beloved acts of worship in the sight of Allah, إدخال السرور على قلب مسلم, is to bring happiness to the heart of a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. There are so many people around us in the world, orphans, needy. It's time in this month. The Prophet ﷺ was the most generous amongst all human beings, especially in Ramadan. Imagine that you have a masjid that's offering you programs and it's taking care of your children, teaching them the Quran. How could this masjid survive without your help and support? And some people would say, I don't have much, I got laid off, but you get some help. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about al-muttaqeen. What's taqwa? Taqwa is the fruit of Ramadan. Why are you fasting? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. The quality of al-muttaqeen, the first quality in ayah number 134 and surah number 3, Allah said, الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء. They are those who spend in thick and thin, meaning at times of ease and at times of difficulty. And in fact, when you give a time of difficulty, it shows iman. You know why? The Prophet said, As-sadaqatu burhan. Sadaqa is a burhan. Burhan is not your cousin. No, burhan here means it's an evidence. It's a proof that you trust Allah. Even though you don't have that much, but Allah will give you. When you give, Allah will give you more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. Before we go, inshallah, I would like to remind you of something. Inshallah, this Taraweeh reminder is going to be shifted starting tomorrow till the end of Ramadan from 10:45 to 11, inshallah. So tomorrow, tune in at 11, not at 10:45, inshallah. And I will see you tomorrow, if you are still alive. Two charities, one for your masjid, one for me.
So what is the food?